ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Can you remember where you were when Courtney Vine sent the Matildas into the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup last year? And if you did watch it, can you remember how you watched it? Well, there lies the rub for commercial TV networks. Through the anti-siphoning rules, the free-to-air commercial channels have been entrusted to broadcast these iconic sporting moments. But with a drop in younger audiences, advertising bans on the horizon, and fewer rights to broadcast these same sports online, is the future of commercial TV networks in risk? Is it in jeopardy? Greg Highwood is the chairman of Free TV Australia and joins us this morning on Breakfast. Greg, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia.
How critical are these sporting events to the bottom line for commercial free-to-air television networks?
Very important. Very important. I mean, as you mentioned, audiences for free-to-air television have changed over time. Younger people use YouTube very specifically. I mean, if you've got a kid or a grandkid, as I do, you can sort of see that they pick up very specific items on YouTube and drill down in that. And so children's content on television doesn't exist in the way it did. And so what the networks have done over time is adjust their programming accordingly and invest a lot more in news. You see, obviously reality TV and drama, but also in sports. Sports critical in terms of the future of the networks. And, free-to-air provides an extraordinary service. We are legislated to get our income from advertising, and we produce news. 60% of people still rely on free-to-air television news as their primary source of news. And as you mentioned, these iconic sporting events, which have a community binding effect, a community cohesion effect, as you mentioned. This entire country was looking at that Matildas final.
So where's the risk? What are you worried about?
Well, look, the government's changing the anti-siphoning legislation, and they focused on just one part of the technology. I mean, if you've got an aerial, you get a broadcast. But as viewers of the ABC television, as well as free-to-air, use apps on their smart TVs. And that's basically delivered through the internet. Now, what the government is proposing is just to sort of decouple the broadcasting anti-siphoning rights to the digital anti-siphoning rights. And so therefore there is a potential for the free-to-air just to be able to effectively get the broadcasting rights but not the digital rights. And more Australians are looking at their television, their sporting events via these apps. And if you don't have an aerial and you can't get the broadcast, there's a potential that the only way that you'll be able to see these sporting events is via another party, via a paid service, and you'd be locked out of free sport.
In 2021, the commercial networks put a heavy focus on creating more news, reality and sport content. Were the networks complacent because they had a safety net, the anti-siphoning list available to them? Was that kind of the first mistake?
I've been in the media a long time, Patricia, and one thing that you cannot, if you manage a media organisation, is be complacent. We have seen such a revolution in the way that content is delivered, the way entertainment's delivered, sport's delivered, and it's intensely competitive. What the networks have done is, as I said, just really adjust their program offerings to deal with the new reality. But look, we've worked hand in glove with government over many years. It's probably one of the most highly regulated, if not the most regulated industry in the country. And we've had bipartisan support for this anti-siphoning list. And both sides of politics get it. The list has been broadened, but it has to it has to stay up with the technological reality. If we're to offer advertising to pay for free sport, we have to have the digital rights bundled with the broadcast rights. It's just a bottom line necessity.
The updated anti-siphoning legislation is before Parliament. It is a priority for the government. It also says history shows that securing broadcast rights generally includes digital streaming rights too. How real is that, given they've said that, is the threat to have digital rights decoupled, as you say?
Well, look, if you look at the other players in the market, they are digital-only providers. They don't provide any broadcast service. So they can just bid on the digital rights, which in their business model is all they want. So they can come into any bidding operation and just get the digital rights. And that makes the broadcast rights effectively uneconomic for the networks. I mean, why would you just get the broadcast rights? Because that's not the growth part. That cuts about 30% off your audience, which means that you can't provide a good offering to advertisers. And that's where the growth is. You know, we think that, you know, within a few years, half of Australians will be using the apps for most of their programming.
How can free-to-air networks survive in the future if there's such low viewership among those younger demographics in what is an increasingly contested space?
Yeah, look, it's just one of those things. I mean, the government... You know, I don't want to downplay it, but this has been going on for some time, and the networks have invested more in news, reality and sport as a result of this. Look, what happens, and, you know, I used to be head of Fairfax, and we went through this in newspapers. Younger people moved away from newspapers but came onto, you know, devices. They wanted news. And so what happens with young people is that, you know, they get past the monster trucks phase of life, grow up a bit, want to see sport, turn to free-to-air for their sport, and later in life further need it for news. So it's a cycle. You know, what you do is that when you're young, you're not doing monster trucks. When you're 25, you're watching the news and the football.
Yeah, watching the football. Greg Highwood, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Highwood is chairman of Free TV Australia, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.